Hello Tomorrow Global Summit är en årligen återkommande konferens som samlar forskare, entreprenörer och företagsledare inom techbranschen. Här diskuteras framtidens utmaningar, energiomställningen, hållbarhet och avancerad datavetenskap. Carolina Gane, som är verksamhetsutvecklare på Stunds, var där och vi passade då på att skicka med vår poddmic för att byta några ord med deltagarna på plats. Häng med i fokusavsnitten av Energistrategipodden.
Varmt välkomna till Paris och DeepTech-konferensen Hello Tomorrow. Jag som intervjuar heter Carolina Gane och arbetar till vardags på Stunds i Uppsala. Jag sitter nu med vdn för Hello Tomorrow, Arnaud, och kommer byta över till engelska. Bonjour Arnaud de la Tour and welcome to the Energy Strategy podcast.
Hello and it's a pleasure to be with you.
Please tell me more about Hello Tomorrow and your role at Hello Tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. So we created Hello Tomorrow with a bunch of scientists about 12 years ago because we were doing our PhD, and so we were surrounded by scientists working on great technologies, but they were mostly stayed in the lab because scientists still today, but especially at that time, wanted to publish into nice, nice journals, but didn't care much about the actual impact. So we wanted to bring entrepreneurship, which was becoming popular at that time in Europe, into science, to basically bring science out of the lab in the market and have a real impact. So like big problems like healthcare, sustainability, and so on. So that's still very much the mission of Hello Tomorrow. And so it started like that, and we ran for the first time in 2013 a big competition to create an incentive for scientists to create companies by winning an award, a cash prize. We got in Europe at that time 1,500 projects applying, so we saw that there was a lot of new potential. And we created an event. So this event, the first one was a decade ago, to connect those scientists with people who could help them, with potential, business people to co-create the company with the investors, with industry leaders who could work with them and help them, scale up. So that's still the kind of the beating heart of Hello Tomorrow. It's this network and this community. And this event for us, it's a way to animate this community. So that's really what it is about. It's not so much about making a lot of money with a big event, and that's why we keep it quite small, because we want it to be centered around entrepreneurs, around investors, and make sure that we have only relevant people participating, so that when you talk at almost any people around you, you will only talk to relevant people.
You said the heart of the event have been the same over the years. Are there some things that have changed or taken another direction?
Well, definitely now, what we started, what we used to call, scientific entrepreneurship, or now it has a name, it's deep tech. So it's this wave of innovations where the value proposition is anchored into significant R&D and scientific technological advances. So it's by opposition kind of, it's not everything related to apps, e-commerce, where technology is off the shelves. So today it's a big thing. That's the main thing that changed. I think that governments realized that it's important for their sovereignty. Large companies understood that it's important to stay competitive and to enter new markets, and also to align the sustainability imperative with profitability, because deep tech allows you to build food, energy, buildings in a different way, which digital alone cannot do. And also investors realize that it's the next wave of startups to invest in. So that's the big change. It's very slow, but we also saw in academia the mindset changing a bit. So now it used to be not cool at all, even going on the dark side, starting a business in academia 10 years ago. It's still is maybe a little bit more than in the US, for example, but we saw the culture still changing quite a lot. So for Hello Tomorrow, what it means is that we were lucky enough to be among the first to focus on deep tech in 2011. So now we have this very big network that we can build upon to start, besides this event, we have also a consulting business. We also do a startup acceleration programs, and I just created a fund also to invest in the startup that we screen with Hello Tomorrow. So we are kind of surfing the wave now.
Yeah. And you also mentioned energy as part of this, since we're in the Energy Strategy podcast. Maybe you would mention how do you see energy as part of this?
Yes, definitely, because energy, it's part of things that you produce that you know digital alone cannot move the needle that much. Of course, you can create algorithm that help with energy efficiency, and that's quite important. You can change also how we behave, and so there is a good part that we can do with mature technologies. But there is a big part if you want to produce energy that you cannot change with just digital. So you need, and here there is a very big mix of different technologies, innovations that together can really help decarbonize the energy system. Some quite traditional one like photovoltaics, for example, where there is still a lot of innovations. But also some new ones, like how can we use hydrogen or nitrogen to also change the energy system, or the winners, for example, the startup who won the Hello Tomorrow Challenge last year, it's Switch Energy. And what they do is that they produce, so it's osmotic energy. So it's something that, we didn't really hear about before. So it's a kind of a new kind of energy production system, which is quite unique. So yes, there is really a lot to do, and it's definitely one of the biggest sector today, and will still be one of the biggest sector in terms of deep tech in the next decade.
And then continuing on the future, what do you see for Hello Tomorrow in the future?
Well, it's just starting. The innovation cycles, they are quite long, and deep tech is really just taking off now. It's been starting to take off a few years ago, and everything related to synthetic biology, getting more mature. So it's kind of moving from pharma where it's okay to be very expensive because there is no really any limit. We are able to. There is no any limit to the price that we are able to pay to save human lives. But if it comes to producing food, you cannot buy food, at a more expensive price. So you need the technology to be really cheap to enter mass markets like food or cosmetics, kind of in between. So what I see for deep tech in general is that those technologies that sometimes are still very expensive, they are going to scale, they are going to be much cheaper, they are going to enter mass markets, so they are going to have the big impact that we want them to have. And for Hello Tomorrow, what it means is that, there is still this big role. I think something that is done for us, it's the education about deep tech, because today it's bigger than us. I mean, I think we had a big role into shaping, what is deep tech, and with the reports we published a few years ago. Now it's bigger than us, but yes, our role in the future is to make it more inclusive. So we did an event this morning about women in deep tech. We would like also to see more emerging countries involved, even though they don't have the big scientific infrastructure, research infrastructure. How can they still be involved in this wave so that they are not left alone like they've been in the past? Trying to solve some of, and also the ethical debate about how do we use those technologies. So I think we still have a role also as thought leader. Definitely a role to keep building the ecosystem with this event and all the others that we do all year long. And also when the ecosystem will become more mature, we will also keep, you know, adding new business models in the Hello Tomorrow kind of galaxy. When more and more, you know, we are just starting the fund, we have the consulting, we have the events, and probably maybe when more and more startups are mature and there is more M&A, maybe we can, you know, maybe not create ourselves, but maybe partner with some banks, you know, like a M&A boutique to specialize on deep tech as well, because there will also be some specific industrial and technical aspects. So yes.
It's just the beginning. Is there something you would like to bring on to the listeners or send a takeaway to the listeners?
I think that when we talk about deep tech, we talk about technology, but that's not really what it is about. What it is about is solving some of the most pressing problems that humanity is facing, like, you know, how we live longer, but especially healthier. How do we keep, you know, living more or less the way we do without wasting our planet? I really do believe that what we are doing here, bringing all these ideas, technologies, talents, money together, is making a difference to bring the solution at scale faster. And that's what makes us going even when it's hard.
Thank you very much, Arnaud. It's been a pleasure, and keep on making difference.
Thank you.